A quick reminder to everybody before we start is to go and sign up at my Patreon. If we want a truly independent media, content that doesn't necessarily have to fit in within the narrow guidelines for what's advertiser friendly, then the way to do that is direct contributions from the audience. My Patreon is just $5. I post there daily. You get access to exclusive content. So go over to my Patreon, sign up, and start supporting the channel directly today. Okay, some men seem to think that it's a good idea to sleep with as many women as possible. Doesn't matter if you like the woman, doesn't matter if she's high quality or not, as long as she's pretty, just go for it. You know, why not? Sex is sex, and if you manage to sleep with lots of women, hey, good for you, isn't that proof that you're the man? For guys who think like that, they're never going to turn down sex, because to them, they can't really see a downside. Other men are more traditional in their views, and they view male promiscuity as a moral hazard. They would never have a one-night stand, and they would prefer to only sleep with women that they're in a relationship with. Some men only with a woman that they're married to. However, asking the question, is it a good idea to sleep with lots of women, is not a good way to frame the question. Because, you see, the number of women that you sleep with is not nearly as important as the quality of the women that you're sleeping with. Every woman exists on a scale. At the top end of the scale, you've got the beautiful, high-quality woman, who's kind, intelligent, caring, creative, and feminine. She's the kind of woman that you want to have children with. If you haven't seen my video, The 10 Characteristics of a High-Quality Woman, I highly recommend it. I'll put a link in the description box. At the bottom end of the scale, you've got the low-quality woman. She's ugly, mean-spirited, unintelligent. She's critical and abusive. She has low self-esteem. Some men believe that a lay is a lay. Sex is always going to feel physically good. What do you care if she's a low-quality woman? Just have sex with her anyway. This kind of thinking is mistaken, and there is actually a lot of damage that can come from sleeping with low-quality women. In this video, I'm going to be talking primarily about psychological consequences, but there are important practical consequences as well that I'm going to speak about first. We live in a world where your life can be ruined by an accusation of sexual misconduct. And so you ask, what kind of a woman would make a false accusation? Well, isn't it obvious? A low-quality woman. A woman with no empathy, a woman with no moral compass, and such women do exist. Check out this footage of a woman that I interviewed. She's talking about a friend of hers who made false allegations against a former boyfriend just because her feelings were hurt.
They definitely can be circumstances. I know that some girls, I know girls that have done that to boys that they have, where they haven't done it, but then they say that they did it because they freaking broke their heart or something like that. So I just know that it's not always true, and let them explain themselves. And if it was a misunderstanding, like, damn. Like, he could have done it, but, like, why come out about it now? Like, why is it hurting you now that he wants to be, like, pursue a career? Why do women want to bring men down all the time?
Yeah, no, I'm so getting the sense that maybe you've seen some women act, like, not so good in this sort of realm, so you're a bit suspicious of women and their motives.
Very suspicious.
I wish that this wasn't the case. I wish that men never committed these acts, and I wish that there was no such thing as false accusations. But they do exist. They are very real, and they can ruin your life. So don't be foolish. Don't sleep with a woman if you don't know her well, because if you don't know her, how can you guarantee that she's not one of these low-quality women? How can you trust her? If you get lost in the short-term thinking of, oh, I just want to experience the physical sensation of sex, so I'm going to sleep with this woman I barely know, it could turn out that she has no integrity, she has no moral compass, and she could ruin your life. Was it worth it? And even if this low-quality woman that you sleep with doesn't make a false allegation, understand that low-quality women have emotional issues, they have low self-esteem, and she's going to create all kinds of drama in your life that you didn't want. You were thinking that this was just going to be a night of fun, but now you're entangled with this woman, and there's all kinds of headaches and drama that you now can't escape from. It wasn't worth it. The way I like to think of it is that low-quality women are like junk food. When you're hungry, junk food looks delicious because you're craving those base pleasures of salt, sugar, and fat. And so for 10 minutes, you're really happy. You're eating it all up and it's delicious. But after that is the stomach ache, where you feel bloated and gross. And here comes the regret, the self-hatred, the weight gain. Now, as a teenager, it's understandable. You love eating junk food. You're young and you're all about living for the moment. But as you get older, that should naturally fade because you get wiser and you realize that you can't experience the pleasure of eating junk food without the corresponding pain of feeling bloated and gross from putting all of that unhealthy stuff inside your body. Ideally, this same realization should occur to you as you get older with regards to low quality women. As a teenager, it doesn't matter because you're so horny that all you can focus on is her looks. If she's beautiful, you're good to go. But as you get older and wiser and have more experiences, you should begin to realize that you can't experience the pleasure of being with a woman like that without the corresponding pain, with all the headaches, the drama, the emotional entanglement that comes from having spent time with a low-quality woman. It shouldn't be something that you need to force yourself to do. Just quite naturally, you should begin to avoid low-quality women. I used to eat junk food when I was young, but I haven't for years now because there's actually a bodily aversion. When I smell junk food, I feel repulsed by it because my body knows what that means for it. It knows that it's not going to be healthy for me. I am exactly the same way with low quality women. If I meet a woman who has no morals, no integrity, low self-esteem, I feel a bodily aversion to that woman. I am actually repulsed by her. If she has a disgusting personality, it does not matter how beautiful she is. I will be repulsed by her. My body will scream, get away from this woman. Now, it's my belief that lots of men feel this same level of revulsion when it comes to interacting with low quality women, even if it's at an unconscious level. But then why do so many men seem to ignore it? Why do so many men ignore their intuition, or at least what their instincts are telling them, to avoid this woman? I think that it's because they are enslaved by this false belief about masculinity, in that in order to prove yourself as a man, you have to sleep with lots of women. I know this because in the private consultations that I've been doing with men, this belief comes up a lot. A lot of guys are suffering under this idea that in order for them to truly be masculine, they need to have had a lot of sexual partners. It's so tragic because in trying to live up to this false standard of masculinity and men trying to get their number count higher, what they're doing is lowering and lowering their standards for the kind of women that they'll sleep with. The consequences for them are devastating, and I'm not just talking about the practical consequences, but the psychological consequences as well. You remember what Jordan Peterson said about the lobsters? He said that deep inside your brain is this ancient mechanism that is constantly tracking your status. Imagine you're going about your life, you're working towards your goals, you're making good progress, and you generally feel that you're doing well in life and your brain is rewarding you by sending out some pleasure chemicals. You look around and you say, all right, there's a couple of people, maybe 20%, who are doing better than me, but I think that I'm still in the top 80% of men. Like, my life is heading in a good direction. Just to put an arbitrary figure on it, we'll say that you're feeling like you're about an 8. Now, what happens if you sleep with a woman who is also about an 8? Well, nothing really changes. That seems like an appropriate partnership for you to have because you've slept with a woman who's at the same level that you are. This lobster mechanism, this thing in your brain that's tracking your status, it just gets confirmed of what it already thought. Ah, I slept with this pretty great girl who's about an 8? That seems appropriate. I guess I was right in my self-estimation. It seems quite natural that she would be my partner. We seem to have about the same level of self-esteem. It seems like I've got a good grasp of my status and where I fit into the scheme of things. Doesn't seem to be any need to reevaluate. But now, consider what happens if you sleep with a girl far beneath you. You're about an 8. But what happens if you sleep with a girl who's a 4? When you do that, that status tracking mechanism inside your brain starts to panic. It's thinking, I thought I was an 8, but then why am I sleeping with this low quality woman? Why can't I attract another woman who's an 8? Why am I sleeping with this 4? Have I got this wrong? Am I not tracking my own status correctly? Maybe I'm a 4. Understand that this is not conscious or even rational. We're not talking about things on the surface level of your mind, but deep tracking inside your biology. Logically, you can try and tell yourself that this experience was meaningless, that it was just sex and it has no bearing on who you are as a person. But this is my point, because that tracking mechanism inside your brain is deeper than your ability to penetrate with your rational mind. It is biology. It is an ancient instinct that you have, and no amount of backwards rationalization is going to be able to save you from the dawning realization that if you really were a high-status guy, you wouldn't be sleeping with low-quality women. From an evolutionary perspective, understand that your cells have no idea what birth control is. They've never come across a condom before. The only thing that your cells understand is that you are having sex with this low quality woman and they are going to panic. They're thinking, stop, what are you doing? You're having sex with her. You might get her pregnant. And then we've combined our awesome genes with her low-quality woman genes, and our children are going to be doomed to that kind of genetic destiny. Why are you doing this? The inevitable answer that you will reach is that you're not as great as you thought you were. That's why you have to sleep with this low-quality woman, and your self-esteem will plummet. I honestly believe that it is better to be celibate for years than to sleep with a woman who is beneath you, because at least then you get to preserve your dignity, you get to preserve your self-esteem. The lesson is, do not sell yourself for cheaper than you are worth. And ignore anyone who tries to tell you that in order to be a man, you have to sleep with lots of women. If I come across some guy who's bragging to me about how many women he's slept with, my first thought is, oh yeah, but how high a quality were all of these women? Because the truth is that high quality women don't engage in casual sex. They just don't. Promiscuity is a characteristic of a low quality woman. I'm impressed by a man who's only been with one woman his entire life if she's a high quality woman. If she's somebody who I like and I admire and somebody who I would want to be in a relationship with, then I'm impressed by that man. I'm way more impressed by him than some other guy who brags and tells me that he slept with 100 women. The truth is that most guys can sleep with 100 women if they want to. The only thing you need to do is really, really lower your standards, but you can do it. It's not that impressive an achievement. What is an impressive achievement is being in a relationship with one really high quality woman. That is a true accomplishment because that is something that only a truly high quality man can achieve. Now, if this is something that you've struggled with, you feel like you have too low a standards when it comes to women, or you suffer under this belief that to be a man, you have to sleep with lots of women and you want some help with that, go ahead and contact me. We'll organize a one-on-one private consultation over Skype and we'll sort you out. Also, a reminder to go ahead and sign up to my Patreon page. Access exclusive content, daily posts, support the creator, support independent media. Thanks for watching. I'll catch you again next time.